That's the sound of the character Mario jumping in the original Nintendo video game Super Mario Brothers. It's an iconic sound for a generation that played console video games as children. Now that they've grown up and accumulated disposable income, old video games are a resurgent business. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Enter the glass door to Save Point Video Games, and you leave a nondescript university area strip mall behind and return to the 90s. Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and Sega Genesis cartridges line the store's shelves. Synthesized rock blares from X-Men the arcade game against one wall. On a screen against the other wall, 35-year-old Cameo Stevens is rediscovering an old love.
Still the same, I remember, yeah.
He's playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out for Nintendo. He mashes the joystick, and his character on screen dodges and counters the telegraphed jab of Glass Joe. Stevens saw the storefront on his drives to work, and curious, walked in today. It's been over 20 years, he says.
This is like one of the games I used to play on, like, Nintendo, like, all the time when I was a kid. This is like one of my favorite games.
That feeling you hear in Steven's voice as he plays Punch-Out is the same feeling that's driving a surge in interest for old 80s and 90s consoles and games. Every customer and store owner uses the same word.
Nostalgia.
It's nostalgia than more than anything.
Nostalgia really drives that business.
Everyone's just getting nostalgic.
Wilder Ham opened Save Point in late 2012.
We have so many customers that come into the store, and they all say the same thing. Their parents either gave away all their consoles once they got new ones, or they traded them, or they sold them to a friend, and they all regret it. All of them. And they come in here, and they see all this stuff, and they're like, oh my god, this is incredible. This is all the stuff I want. And then they buy it.
Games can range from a few dollars to a few hundred, depending on popularity and scarcity. And it's an attractive demographic, says Scott Rigby. He's a psychologist who consults for video game developers about why customers buy and play games.
They're at the height of their careers, and they're in their 30s and 40s. And so they can kind of pursue and make these purchases.
And businesses are latching onto their nostalgia. Nintendo launched its NES Remix series in 2013, a mashup of old games like Zelda, Dr. Mario, and Donkey Kong for its new console, the Wii U. Bars in New York, San Francisco, and Philadelphia specialize in beer and retro games. In the Charlotte area, Save Point is one of at least 9 stores selling old games. For several, it's their primary business. Most opened in the past 3 years. Nick Chambers is repairing an old Nintendo in his year-old store in Huntersville, Video Game World. He unscrews the plastic case, replaces a broken part, and screws it back together. One down, about 40 to go. Chambers says his demographic in this family suburb is slightly different. Parents are shopping for their kids.
I've come to find that most parents are coming to do this because the newer games are more violent. So they're coming in to get some of the older stuff they grew up with because they know what it is.
The owners of the stores, Chambers and Ham, share a similar story. Both grew up playing video games. After college, both started flipping video games on Craigslist for extra cash while they worked other odd jobs. Both earned enough off the hobby to see a business opportunity and open their stores. And both are in their mid-20s, younger than their core customers. But some of Save Point's most ardent customers are surprisingly even younger. 19-year-old UNC Charlotte student Shay Marceau drops on the counter an armful of games and controllers. She'll trade them for store credit.
I've probably been in here like 3 times this week, and it's only Thursday.
Also in the store, Donovan Winslow and Griffin Edwards, both high school juniors and collectors of old systems. At 17, they're younger than most of the many video game consoles they've collected.
Well, I own the 64, Super Nintendo, GameCube. I still have a PS1 and a PS2.
I have a Dreamcast, a Genesis. I have 2 GameCubes. I have a Wii, PS2, 4 Game Boys. I go to a lot of flea markets.
What is it that makes them better?
Storyline. They knew how to make a game without graphics and everything. They're like, you know what? We're gonna throw this together. It's gonna be phenomenal. And it was. There are, of course, bad games like Superman 64. God bless.
The bad stuff seems to hold its own fascination, but the almost universal favorite is The Legend of Zelda, a game and series focused on open-ended exploration that psychologist Scott Rigby says was before its time.
There's a sense of community here. Many of the Charlotte area stores offer tournaments of both old and new games, and the students talk about getting together in their dorms or homes and exploring the old games together. Rigby suspects this is the other side of the retro game movement. He likens it to music lovers who search out formative bands.
They love games, and they seek them out. And so there's going to be this group of people that's growing simply because games are growing and the gamer community is growing. They're going to be very interested in the history of these games and in playing them.
Rigby says it's never going to approach the billions of dollars in revenue that the current industry generates, but as long as that industry is growing, so will the retro niche. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.